It's A Couple Cooks, the podcast with Sonia and Alex Overheiser. We're a couple on a mission to find the tastiest good-for-you eats you can make in your kitchen, because the way we eat can make a meaningful difference.
Join us as we chase after real good food through stories, recipes, and conversations about cooking at home and eating well. Hello and welcome to the A Couple Cooks podcast. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sonia. We started this podcast to inspire you to get in the kitchen. We have a special episode for you today, all based around one term called hangry.
You know it and you don't love it. That feeling when you haven't eaten in a while and the irritability creeps up and you don't know what you're turning into.
Some sort of monster. The hangry monster. So we're so excited to share with you some clips from random people on the street about whether they know what hangry is and what they do when they're hangry. And we have some solutions for you, what we do when we're hangry. But before we get to our episode, we wanted to talk about our last episode a little bit. Our last episode was a little bit of a field trip. We went to Trader's Point Creamery here in Indianapolis and learned all about organic grass-fed dairy. And we had a little giveaway going on and asked a question for you listeners to enter the giveaway, which was, Alex?
When is the last time you got close to a cow?
Which was very appropriate. So it was fun to see your answers. We had everything between 20 years ago to earlier today. So it was fun to hear a variety of answers from you all. A couple of comments of note. We heard from Colleen, who said that after our podcast, she went and looked at the milk in her refrigerator and was not impressed. She said what she had thought was a good product could actually be better, and she thanked us for the informative interview. So absolutely, Colleen, thank you so much for your comment. And we also learned a lot from our visit to the creamery. Another comment was from Anne. She said she loved the out of studio sound, literally, and she asked for more field trips. So I think we can try to make that a goal for the next episodes.
What do you mean? On today's episode, you go out to the streets and interview people right on the street.
That's a good point. We did have another field trip to the streets of Indianapolis, so stay tuned.
And if you want to see a picture of the last time we got close to a cow, there are some pictures from Trader's Point Creamery on Instagram at A Couple Cooks. We got up close and personal with those beautiful beasts.
We did. That was so much fun. And the cows had a lot to say. So if you haven't listened to that episode, make sure to listen. And now on to our hangry episode. So if you don't know what hangry is, you should stay tuned for this next segment. I went out on location to the streets of Indianapolis to talk to random people about if they knew what hangry was and what they did when they were hangry. So let's take a listen.
We're doing a podcast on hanger or being hangry. Do you know what? Do you know what hangry is?
I do. I'm pregnant with twins, so now it's to a whole other level.
Are you hangry right now?
I am. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm probably not quite too hangry yet, but we've learned that we need to get me food before I get to that point.
And what do you do when you're hangry?
I guess probably, well, I don't know, maybe we should ask you that question.
You get grouchy and you stop talking. You just kind of...
And when I talk, it's probably kind of nasty. Yeah. It's probably not very nice.
So what do you do to calm your hanger, usually?
Lots of snacks.
What kind of snacks?
Granola bars, fruit snacks, cheese and crackers is a big one for me.
How about dinner? Like, let's say you're really hangry and you need to eat dinner. What do you eat?
Ooh, I usually grill out all the time, but, oh, Weston. We usually eat more dinner. The more hangry we are, we end up eating more food. Yeah, that's probably. True. So,
McDonald's cheeseburgers,
yeah. Fast food, we don't have time to cook, or we don't want to take the time to cook because we're hangry, yeah.
Do you have a go-to hangry meal that you might cook at home?
Pasta, probably. Any kind of pasta, because it's quick, and it fills you up, yeah.
What do you put on that pasta?
You like pesto. I like just normal marinara, like tomato sauce.
Nice. All right, that's all. Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Do you know what hangry means?
Hungry and angry?
Yeah, and are you ever hangry?
Probably, yes.
The husband says yes. She's hangry sometimes?
Yes, she is.
Are you ever hangry?
Quite a bit, yes.
So how do you calm your hanger? Do you have any quick meals or snacks that you do?
I'm a munchy person. Anything with cheese and salt. Munch. Yeah, cheese and salt. So,
what if you need a quick dinner? Do you have any go-tos?
Cheez-Its.
For dinner?
I don't know. What do we have? I ask him to cook. So,
what do you cook? Let's say you have 30 minutes.
Fajitas.
Ooh, good one.
And burgers on the grill, Juicy Lucy's.
Nice. Do you know what hangry is?
I don't.
You don't? What do you think it might be?
I feel like it's an hangry.
Yes.
It could be an app, right? Sounds like an app for food, organic food, I think.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah, absolutely. Actually, it is an adjective. It's hungry plus angry, so hangry. Like when.
I guess I should have thought of that then, huh?
No, that's okay. Do you ever get hangry?
Yeah, at work.
Yeah.
Walk around for a few hours and then, food is like on my mind after, and thirsty at the same time. So then I get a little like, it like messes with, it can mess with me and that's a good adjective.
Yeah. So what would you do if you needed dinner and let's say you have like 20, 30 minutes and you're super hangry, what would you make?
The go-to is Campbell's soup and the fruit gummies.
Like fruit snacks?
Yep.
Ah, nice. Do you eat those together?
I do, actually.
Are you hangry right now?
Nuh-uh. Oh,
that's good. Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, sure. All right, well, thank you. Do you know what hangry means?
I do know what hangry means.
And it is?
Being so hungry that you get angry.
Exactly. And what do you do when you're hangry?
I try to eat something.
What do you normally eat?
Well, if I'm really truly hangry, I eat whatever is closest to me.
Okay, that's a good start. Let's say you have like 20 minutes to make dinner. What would you make?
I would probably do my go-to, which is like a salad with egg for protein. And if I have quinoa already made, avocado, something like that.
You sound like you have this hangry thing figured out.
I try my best.
Do you know what the word hangry means?
Oh, yeah. When your like blood sugar's pretty low and you basically get angry. That happens to me about all day, every day.
Oh, man. Are you hangry currently?
No. I'm just on break. I work over at a vegan restaurant over here.
Oh, nice. So what do you do when you're hangry? Let's say it's dinner time and you have only a few minutes to curb your hanger.
Protein. Something with protein. I definitely work at the vegan restaurant, but I'm not vegan. So, I don't know, whip up some chicken or something. Because I know that's what I've heard.
Nice. Yeah, how about like snacking type of item?
Oh, I don't know, for snacking, grab some pretzels or something like that real quick. I don't know, make a PB&J, just something with real quick and easy and protein.
Nice. Do you ever go to fast food or get prepared food, or are you mainly just kind of whip it up yourself?
I try to avoid it. I've been at Jimmy John's twice this week because it's the only thing open at like midnight in Broad Ripple. And yeah.
When hanger strikes.
I regret it the next day. It's get the bubble gut. Ugh.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for asking me questions. It was fun.
Do you know what hangry means?
I do, all too well.
And it is?
It is when you are past the point of just normal hungry to the point where you get a little irritable or angry.
And what do you do when you're hangry?
I usually eat anything that's near to me. But I would say like a granola bar is usually what I grab.
Got it. How about you? How about if you need to eat a quick dinner?
Eat a quick dinner. I try to
try to find anything that peanut butter can go on, because peanut butter helps my hangry for sure. Quickly gives me some protein, and it's a little bit sweet, so it helps the sweet tooth, sweet and salty. So
what would you put peanut butter on?
Celery or carrots. Actually, peanut butter and carrots is really good, or PB&J, the classic. I usually do it as a wrap, so PB&J wrap.
Oh, very inventive.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little jelly roll, but with peanut butter in there too.
And how would I know if you're hangry? Like, what would you be doing?
What do I do when I'm hangry? I get a little bit shorter. Yeah, I try not to talk so that I don't, like, nip at people.
How about you?
I just ask people for food. Where's your food? Give it to me.
Love it. All right, thank you. Many thanks to Brinley and Jake, Marty and Ron, Julio, Brittany, Ben, Amber, and Maria for those clips.
Let's talk about the science here for a second.
All right. Help me out, Mr. Science.
Hangry isn't just a cultural phenomenon. There's something going on in our bodies. I found an article here on the Huffington Post about the scientific reason why we get hangry.
No, you didn't.
I did. And they contacted Dr. Amanda Salas, and she points out that the brain recognizes that our glucose levels are low, feeling okay. A little bit low, okay. A little bit hypoglycemic. And so the brain does what the brain does, which is freak out, start elevating the stress hormones like adrenaline, and we get food as fast as we can. So it's a survival mechanism.
Oh, so interesting.
Unfortunately, survival in this day and age is apparently being grumpy at your spouse and not knowing why until they shove some almonds or apricots in your face.
Right. Right. So I guess we can just use being human as an excuse for our hanger, huh?
That's right.
So, Alex, what do you do when you're hangry?
I complain a lot.
Okay, yes.
I wander around aimlessly.
I've seen this, yes.
I claim that I'm not hungry.
Yes, that actually happens a lot.
Which is very confusing.
Yes. I ask him, what's wrong, honey? Are you hungry? No.
My problems cannot be solved by mere food.
Then what do you do when you finally realize you're hangry?
I open the fridge and I eat a carrot. Or maybe some almonds, like I said.
So I think we've kind of trained ourselves to turn to things that are a little bit healthier these days than when we were first getting hangry back in our youth. I think at that time we probably would have
of our youth.
Right. We probably would have gone for some fast or frozen food more often than we would have chosen some of the things that you mentioned.
And I think when those stress hormones are elevated, if that's a real thing, you tend to those cheap calories, the snacks, if you have snacks in your pantry, the ice cream.
Right. Whatever is fastest, you just run towards, which makes total sense, right? So we've had a lot of people talk to us over the years about this very problem and what they should do in this case of they want to choose something that has nutrients, that brings health to their body, but they just don't have the time or energy to find that. And so they end up turning towards things that aren't quite as healthy. So we decided we wanted to put an end to hanger. Okay, not so dramatic, but we wanted to come up with some ideas for some really quick weeknight meals. We've heard from friends, family, readers, listeners who say, what do I do on a weeknight? Let's say I have 30 minutes and I want to make something nutritious. Help me to do that.
Now, before we get to those meals, I want to hear your top four favorite things to snack on while you're abiding the hanger while making these delicious 30-minute meals.
That's a good point. We do recommend having some healthy snacks to help tide you over while you're cooking in case your hanger is really, really intense. So some of my favorites, I would say, are almonds or other types of nuts. They're full of nutrients. They keep you pretty full with the protein, so that is helpful. I also like vegetables with hummus. I think that's an easy thing to pick up these days, a pre-made hummus. It's pretty healthy, and find some carrot sticks or celery or whatever vegetable you love. Alex, you love celery, don't you?
I do love celery.
Weirdest love ever. Yeah, so I think that's something that's really easy to have on hand if hanger strikes. Let's see, where am I?
That was just two.
That was two. Okay, third one. I think I got this from you, but I like olives. And I know that maybe that's a little weird. I used to hate olives, but now when I'm craving something salty, I'll just have a couple olives. So I think you've helped me with that. And we have a great marinated olives recipe as well that I love. Okay.
One more.
All right. This is a little silly, but we cook a lot. So we have a lot of leftovers in the fridge. And so when I get home and I'm super hungry, I'll usually just dive into a little bit of leftovers just to tide me over if we're making a new meal.
And if you think, oh, this isn't enough food to save because it's not a whole meal, you can still save it and use it as a quick hanger snack.
Exactly. Did I miss any of your favorites?
Dried fruit and cheese.
Oh, yeah, cheese. That would also be a good one.
But raisins, figs, apricots, they're all delicious. Easy to cherries. Keep on hand. Cherries, dried cherries. Those are like fruit snacks.
Yeah, those are great. They're actually, like you said, a good alternative to fruit snacks, something sweet, but still full of nutrients.
And a good slice of cheese will keep the hanger at bay until your dinner is on the table. All right, let's start with just the simplest of simple quick dinners. Nothing fancy here. It's just beans and eggs, but you do it right and it's delicious and it takes no time at all.
Right. When we don't have time to think about anything, we'll usually make something with some black beans from our pantry. And then we try to keep eggs in the refrigerator at all times. And we created a recipe for our favorite black beans. It takes about 15 minutes to saute them in their a little bit of their own liquid with some cilantro and some cumin and garlic. They come together really quickly and they're very flavorful. So we've combined that with our favorite way to make scrambled eggs. And if you add on some tomatoes and avocado onto your plate and garnish it all with some chopped cilantro, it actually looks really beautiful. And you can serve it with tortillas. You can put the filling into the tortillas. You can just kind of eat it on the side. Salsa, hot sauce, whatever your favorite toppings are. So that's a very quick meal. We've called it Simple Black Beans and Eggs, and we have a link to that recipe that I'll place in the show notes. All right, next hangry concept is one I was very excited about because the main protein cooks in just about 5 minutes, which is pretty amazing, and it tastes delicious. I was very exuberant when I tried this recipe for the first time.
This woman who sits across the table from me doesn't eat meat or fish all that often, and she sometimes forgets how delicious it can be. And yes. So in this recipe, when she made it the first time, kind of blew her mind. She's running around the house screaming, "This is the best thing I ever made."
Maybe not screaming, maybe just like talking loudly.
Exclamatory comments of some sort.
Right. So I love seafood. It's one of my favorite foods. But as you know, if you've listened to our podcast or follow our blog, we eat a lot of vegetables around the house. We call it flexitarian eating. So we eat seafood occasionally and meat occasionally as well. Usually we're eating vegetables on a weeknight. But I decided I wanted to try a quick seafood recipe because it cooks so quickly and it's so easy. So we created a simple garlic shrimp and couscous recipe. Basically, you take some garlic and mince it up, then melt some butter in a skillet. Throw in that garlic, throw in some shrimp, which we got raw at a local grocery store. You can also use frozen shrimp in this recipe. If you can, try to find some sustainable shrimp. And you just throw that in the pan. Cook it up for about 5 minutes and then throw some parsley on top. And at the same time you're cooking the shrimp, you make some couscous, which literally takes maybe 7 minutes to make. And you put that couscous on a plate, put the shrimp on top, garnish with some parsley, lemon. It's perfect.
Perfect. Maybe serve it with a quick salad, have a whole meal, no time at all.
Right. And just to dispel one myth, you may have seen couscous in the bulk bin section of your grocery or in the grains section of your grocery. It is actually not a grain. It is pasta. It is very, very small bits of pasta. So if you thought you were eating whole grains, unfortunately you're not. But we created this recipe because it cooked so fast. You can also substitute any other grain. If you eat gluten-free, you can use quinoa. You can use any grain that you like. We just made this recipe with couscous because it is so quick cooking. For our recipe, we used a whole wheat couscous. You can also use just a standard couscous or a pearl couscous, which is larger spheres. Kind of looks like that, those like Dippin' Dots.
It does.
Yeah. So that's kind of a fun little treat.
Now, if only there was some grain that I could cook within our hangry time limit of 25 minutes, we would use that.
Well, guess what?
What?
There is. It's called bulgur wheat, and we used it in our last hangry recipe for the day, a farmer's market grain bowl. And what we did for this recipe is we cooked up some bulgur wheat, which is also pretty quick cooking, cooks in about 15 minutes. And you actually don't even have to put it on the stove. You can just pour boiling water over it and set it in a container. And then it just cooks while the water seeps in, which I think is really cool. I don't know.
Which we have an electric teapot, which I love. So I would recommend everybody listening go buy an electric teapot. We use it all the time for tea, for coffee, for things like this, where you just need hot water quick. It's great.
Yep, we love it. So just heat up some water, pour it over your bulgur, and while that is doing its thing, you cut up some vegetables. And in this recipe, we just used a bunch of different vegetables from our farmer's market. So we used zucchini, summer squash, cherry tomatoes, those beautiful multicolored cherry tomatoes that are so gorgeous. What else did we use, Alex?
Is there some flavor in there? Forget fresh herbs.
Right. There are fresh herbs from our garden. We put some torn basil in there. And then for a little bit of protein, we use white beans, which we put a little garlic and olive oil and salt in with them. And then the entire thing is doused in our very favorite balsamic dressing. So we have a really great recipe for balsamic. It's super easy and just a few ingredients. You whisk them up and it makes a beautiful, creamy, tasty balsamic dressing. All right, well, we just developed all three of those recipes and posted them on our website. They're fresh off the presses as part of our celebration of Hangar. So I will place links to all of those recipes in our show notes, and we would love to hear if you give them a try as well. If you try them out, please leave us a comment on our website on the recipe post itself, or you can head to acouplecookspodcast.com and click on the title of this episode and leave us a comment there.
Now, I'm a little confused. Are you celebrating Hangar, or are you on a crusade against Hangar?
You know what? I don't know. Both, I guess.
Take a stand.
Yeah. Okay. Not celebrating, deciding how to combat Hangar.
Okay. I like that better.
Yes.
Well, that's our show for today. As always, we'd love to hear your comments on combating, standing up to, fighting Hangar. So go to acouplecookspodcast.com and leave us a note.
And if you think that Hangar would be a great organic foods app, let us know that as well. We think it's a great business idea. So if you'd like to be an investor, please contact us. All right. We would love to hear from you on Instagram as well. We are at A Couple Cooks.
And on Twitter and Facebook at A Couple Cooks. And always, our recipes are at acouplecooks.com.
See you next time.